after standing and crying in a flowery, pretty but flowery dress that is very not me, but it's pleasant. I've now got a plan which is somewhat like this. So I found a skirt, worn it a few times. This one, I still fitted it, which is the key thing. It's quite floofy and goes out in A-line. I've got my partner's tweedy waistcoat, kind of like that, with purple on the back. So it kind of matches, but not matches the skirt. The purple's in the skirt. And I'm going to wear it with a plain white t-shirt. I'm going to wear brogues. I'm not sure what socks, my flat brown brogues with skulls, you know, like sugar skulls, the Don Martin ones. And I put all of that on, not all of that, I didn't put the brogues on, I put a different shirt because I haven't got the right type of shirt yet. But I tried all of that and I felt so much more me. It's dressy-ish. It's hopefully dressy enough. And it's going to have to do because I can't wear that. I can't pretend to be something I'm not anymore. It made me feel physically sick. And I did cry. And I'm probably going to cry about it more because I'm still feeling horrible about it. But I'm going to return those dresses. The flowery one, which is very pretty and looks nice on me. Like, it actually looks nice, but it's not me. And the other one was kind of like a teal dress, and it was also looked all right. Quite Stevie Nicks in a way. Not unpleasant, but it looked so womanly. And it made me feel ill. So that's going. They're both going to go back to the shop, probably tomorrow. And I've got this other plan. So thank you for attending my muddle and stress. I will share the whole outfit when I wear it for the occasion. And it won't be to everybody's tastes. And I know it's not going to be to everybody's tastes who are there. I know there are people who are going to rip me to shreds for it and be like, what on earth are you wearing? But it's better than crying in a flowery dress.